Your body replaces itself completely every few years. New cells, new atoms, new molecules. So why do chronic conditions persist? Why does aging seem inevitable? The answer lies not in biology textbooks, but in a forgotten truth. There cannot be a body without a soul. We've spent centuries perfecting our understanding of physical mechanics while losing spiritual wisdom about who we really are. The conventional view treats us as machines, destined to deteriorate, vulnerable to random genetic mishaps and invading germs. Yet this model fails to explain why some people heal spontaneously, why meditation physically restructures the brain, or why identical twins with the same DNA develop completely different health outcomes. What if the body isn't breaking down, but simply responding to invisible instructions we're unconsciously giving it? Every decision you've ever made lives in your flesh. That neural pathway formed when you learned to ride a bike. That altered cellular chemistry from yesterday's stress. That weakened immunity from a toxic relationship. You've been inventing your body since birth, though you may not perceive it that way. The current state of your physical form isn't the result of inherent flaws. It reflects accumulated choices, beliefs, and experiences. Consider the phenomenon of electrosensitivity. In controlled experiments, people who believed they were sensitive to electromagnetic fields experienced real pain when researchers activated fake cell phones. Their brains responded to pure expectation, demonstrating that we literally create our bodily conditions. Unlike machines that wear out with use, our muscles strengthen with exercise and atrophy with inactivity. The body is a dynamic river in constant transformation, preserving the best of the past while moving toward an uncertain future. Your DNA contains your entire evolutionary history. In the womb, you evolved from a single cell through stages resembling fish, amphibian, and mammal. After birth, your brain arrived with millions of excess neural connections that pruned over time, keeping only what you needed. Then the real work began, writing your own evolutionary page. Even identical twins develop significant genetic differences as they age because their genes adapt to unique experiences, turning different switches on and off throughout life. Your body is more energy than matter, more fluid than solid. Ancient wisdom knew this. Early Christians saw spirit made flesh, Hopi Indians perceived energy flow, Buddhists viewed the body as a ghostly river. Modern physics confirms it. At the quantum level, you're mostly empty space held together by invisible forces. Buddhist monks demonstrate this through extraordinary gamma waves during meditation, reshaping brain structure through mental activity alone. Tibetan monks practice tummo, raising body temperature by 8 degrees through meditation. Western biofeedback confirms ordinary people can warm their skin through focused attention. These aren't supernatural feats, but demonstrations of mind-body unity, intelligence flowing through physical form. When energy healer Graham introduced Sam, a Parkinson's patient, to Qigong, Sam's tremors decreased dramatically. He had learned to direct his life force, correcting subtle energetic imbalances before physical deterioration. Your health depends fundamentally on your energy state. Drugs alter your entire energetic state with unpredictable side effects, but words, news, and everyday experiences equally affect vitality. Cancer, heart attacks, and depression share the same root, distorted energy patterns. When patterns normalize, problems disappear. Healthy energy flows freely, flexible, dynamic, balanced, gentle, associated with positive feelings. Unhealthy energy is stagnant, frozen, rigid, linked to negative emotions. Longevity studies show emotional resilience correlates most strongly with reaching old age in good health. The key isn't fighting symptoms, but accessing consciousness levels that naturally restore balance. Every cell responds to your thoughts, moods, and beliefs. This explains why addressing psychological issues improves heart health more than cholesterol management, or why parental perception shapes children's development more powerfully than genetic inheritance. Consider David, born with a minor heart defect. His mother's anxious gaze marked him as weak, while his twin was deemed strong. Yet David achieved greater success, demonstrating how consciousness transmitted through a simple look triggers profound physical changes. Three methods break stagnant energy patterns. Reflection involves reconsidering old habits, but often remains purely mental. Contemplation means fully exploring thoughts, breaking mental boundaries, and expanding self-perception. Meditation is most powerful, accessing unconditioned consciousness and moving from restlessness to clarity. By reaching towards silence, you tap higher energies that enable the body to adapt and heal. Genes respond to how you think, feel, and act. Research shows vegetarian diets, yoga, meditation, and psychosocial support can reverse serious diseases by modifying hundreds of genes in months, turning off those related to cancer and inflammation while activating protective ones. Mariel was born with a congenital eye problem leading to blindness. During graduate studies, frustrated by inability to read microfiches, she developed second sight, locating lost objects by visualization and finding specific quotes by opening correct pages. Her brain performed sensory substitution, demonstrating genes possess hidden potential, awaiting consciousness to activate it. Even subtle desires influence genes. People with terminal illnesses postpone death until after important dates. At the cellular level, epigenes, protein layers wrapping DNA, control its activation without changing inherited code, but drastically altering behavior. Identical twins born with same genes show completely different genetic profiles at 70 due to unique experiences turning different genes on and off. Two of three ways genes activate allow you to decide your genetic expression. Hopeful news against decades of genetic determinism. Time governs birth, aging, and death, but it's not your enemy. Your body evolves and erodes simultaneously. The key is keeping evolution ahead. When evolution leads, you feel expansive and optimistic. When entropy dominates, life loses momentum. Your body functions with multiple clocks at different speeds, with DNA coordinating events from milliseconds to decades. Problems arise when you introduce fears and negative beliefs about time. Andrea discovered timelessness during crisis. After terminating an unexpected pregnancy alone, she awakened in her darkened room and perceived a distant geranium's lemon scent with inexplicable peace. Her mind fell silent, feeling safe, as if she had landed on the ground floor of the mind. Hearing children laughing outside, she experienced fusion with the sound. Their laughter was no longer outside, but inside her, without separation. This brief experience transformed her life. To make time your ally, maintain orderly schedules, create peaceful environments, make timely decisions, focus on one thing at a time, and live as if you had all the time in the world. This functional immortality is natural for your cells, which operate from a timeless place. The soul functions as your spiritual body, a subtle system converting infinite divine qualities, love, compassion, truth, creativity, to human scale. Though invisible, it establishes junction points with your body, especially the brain. Religion erred by separating the lower body from the higher soul. In reality, I am my body and I am my soul are two aspects of the same truth. Paradise has shifted inward, becoming a landscape of infinite possibilities. To resurrect the soul, turn to yourself instead of a higher power. Bring the body on the spiritual journey and follow desire to where the soul dwells. Connecting with your soul is natural, yet most keep it distant. When tuned in, things go well. You feel peace, answers are clear, and you feel complete. When detuned, nothing goes well. You feel confused, everything is in disorder, and you feel incomplete. Higher consciousness reaches everyday life in moments of revelation, like falling in love or discovering spiritual vocation. To tune into the soul, participate in purifying and refining consciousness. The challenge is demonstrating that the brain is truly wireless, opening the way for consciousness to be the key to personal transformation. The ultimate breakthrough requires abandoning the idea of the soul as something you possess. The soul is unlimited consciousness, the raw material of your thoughts, sensations, and dreams. Like white light from which all colors derive, it transcends any experience in space and time, flowing through you as your true self. Living walled creates limitation and suffering. While you cling to anything saying mine, you remain trapped. The ego holds you back through its need to be right. In daily life, you face a clear division. The soul accepts, approves, cooperates, and forgives, while the ego rejects, criticizes, opposes, and judges. To free yourself from the ego, step back and reaffirm who you really are. When conditioned reactions like fear or anger arise, recognize them and declare, "You are not me." This summons your true self to help. Grace, unlimited consciousness that abolishes life's limitations, comes from clear vision of who you really are. The ego offers only external improvements while walling off the psyche to hide fear and anger. The soul's satisfaction unfolds automatically, offering happiness independent of external conditions. This transformation gradually reveals itself through the disappearance of pain and conflict, replaced by clarity and strength. You represent evolution's leading edge. The universe evolves through you in a plan that unfolds without rigid guidelines. As one teacher said, the divine plan doesn't need you to unfold, but if you withdraw, it won't develop through you. The universe follows five invisible guidelines. Everything is conscious. There are no dead zones in creation. Everything fits. There are no loose parts. The entire scheme organizes itself. It needs no external controller. Evolution unfolds within itself, always seeking higher forms. Freedom is the ultimate goal, not empty freedom, but infinite possibilities. To participate fully, commit from your center. Consciousness takes the form your intention gives it. Shape it with clear intention, asking for inspiration, and rejecting the inferior. The soul cooperates with you, realizing the potential you discover in yourself. Rather than fighting your old self, nurture the new self quietly. Inner transformation happens gradually as the brain forms new pathways. Trust your feelings. I am enough for myself. Walk your unique path with unbiased exploration and passion. You are not a machine that breaks down, but a conscious being who creates their physical reality moment by moment. Your body isn't separate from your soul. It's the visible expression of invisible consciousness. Every thought rewrites your genetic code. Every emotion reshapes your energy field. Every belief determines whether you evolve or erode. The question isn't whether you'll age or face challenges, it's whether you'll meet them as a disconnected machine or as a whole being connected to infinite intelligence. Reinvent your body by resurrecting your soul, and discover that the miracle you've been seeking has been breathing through you all along.